show you don't want to miss.
The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big.
Think big.
It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Alrighty, here we go. Spring training games are underway. Teams are back in action as they prepare for the upcoming season. And in our next segment, hey, we're going to go around the horn. We're going to go inside the mind of the closer. What is the role of a closer? We're going to trace the evolution of the position and the role. And so in our upcoming interview, it's time for a book review. It's been a while since we've done that on our program. We have selected the book. It is titled appropriately, The Closer. It highlights all the great ones that have been a part of the game. In fact, in this particular book, it features more than 60 major league players across the decades, how the position evolved and what it meant to them, and of course, how they coped on the mound. So joining this weekend on our program for the first time is the author, Kevin Neary. And of course, congratulations on the release of your brand new book. Kevin, it's great to have you on with us.
Thank you so much. And first of all, thank you for having me on the show. And thank you for the wonderful plug regarding the closer. I'm very excited about it. Just came out. And as you said, it is. It's actually a total of 65 interviews that I conducted with major league closers who spans the last 50 years in this game. And so you have a lot of the Karen Day stars, of course, the Mariano Riveras and the Jonathan Papelbons,
yeah,
and Trevor Hoffman. They're all in there. And the great closers from the early days, the Ron Peronowskis, the Elroy Faces, the John Hillers. And what I'm, I guess, most proud of is the fact that it's the first book ever to feature all four living Hall of Famers from this role: Raleigh Fingers, Goose Gossage, Dennis Eckersley, and Bruce Sutter. All in this book, one book, The Closer. And it really, as you said in just the opening monologue, it really is. It's an examination of the role of the closer, how it went from, you know, kind of the, you know, the ugly stepchild. You know, it was the position that no one wanted to be in 40, 50 years ago, to really the superstar status that it is today.
It is truly, Kevin. Let me jump in here. I mean, it is a fascinating read. I really appreciate the layout of the book. I mean, I thought you did a great job accurately celebrating just all the greatest performers in the eras that they played and that they were a part of. And I thought it was interesting, you know, Brad Lidge, as he says, you know, closers, they really are such a rare breed. They come in all different shapes and sizes. And he certainly knows what it takes because, of course, winning the big game in 2008 in the World Series. You want to be that last guy on the mound, don't you?
You know what? Brad has been a friend for many years now, and he was so excited when I gave him. I asked him. I said, "Would you mind writing the foreword?" Because again, he had a story to tell, and he achieved what every little leaguer out there always dreams of: throwing last pitch to win the World Series for your team. And that's exactly what he did for the Philadelphia Phillies in 2008. And he had a story to tell. And you know, I guess one of the reasons why I wrote this book is to tell stories like Brad's and to tell the stories, you know, of these great players that have played this game. And it, you know, it's kind of always ironic to me. You know, people say, what intrigues you about the closer role? Well, for me, it was always kind of interesting because, you know, I grew up learning the game from my father, and I taught my son as well the game of baseball. And you know, one of the common things, threads about teaching the game, you often talk about the game of baseball being really a game of failure. And what I mean by that is if you get three hits out of every 10 at-bats, you're a bona fide superstar in the major leagues. You're batting 300. But I always found it ironic that if you went 3 for 10 in a closing role, you'd be finding yourself out of baseball. It's the only position in the game that demands perfection in an imperfect game. And that always intrigued me.
You're listening to the voice of Kevin Neary. He is the author of his brand new book. It is titled, I know he's awfully proud, it's titled The Closer, Major League Players Reveal the Inside Pitch on Saving the Game. And that's where I want to take our next question, because it really is, it's a special fraternity of guys, so many Hall of Famers, you know, Cy Young Award winners, All-Stars, MVPs, but let's talk about that common denominator, because it's not just your physical skill set, the physical elements, but it really is the mental. And it's not about coping with pressure. I'm going to say it this way. It's about embracing the moment, embracing pressure, and that you thrive on that.
Well, that's a great way to say it. It really is. It's, you know, when that was actually, this was one of my favorite questions for these guys. I said, you know, is it more mental or is it more physical? And we kind of came to the overwhelming response and answer as it being, it is mental. You know, the physical is really the starting pitcher, but the mental is the closer because, you know, as they say, you can take the best starter of all time, and they probably would not have made the best closer because it is a certain type of breed, and it is a fraternity or a brotherhood, they describe it as, of, you know, that there's nothing that connects each and every one of them together except for the fact they have the ability of getting that 25th, 26th, and 27th out of a ballgame. You know, you go from the total domination of a pitcher like the Gustavsages and the Lee Smith to the finesse of Mariano Rivera. There's nothing that's similar about this position in any of the decades, in any of these pitchers. So that's what's unique about this role. It is the toughest role out there. And maybe that's why there's more players that have hit 500 home runs or won 300 ball games or even collected 3,000 hits. There's more of those than there are great, great closers that have dominated this game because it is such a almost nearly impossible thing to do year in, year out, be good.
Well, there's an incredible amount of pressure, but I think in order to have that peace of mind, that confidence, and I don't care what sport that you're in, it really comes down to, and I agree with Francisco Rodriguez, I mean, it comes down to preparation. That is your key to success, because then when you're called upon, you're going to step out there. You're not going to look and think about the pressure. It's just you and the game.
And the other thing that they often talk about, Alyssa, is you got to have a great, this sounds like an oxymoron to some degree, a great short-term memory. And, you know, when you kind of, the way they define this is
kind of like putting.
Like putting. You can't remember, you can't think about the last shot you had. Or
yeah.
Even like a field goal kicker. I guess
sure.
They often compare themselves to field goal kickers because it's expected from them to be successful. But they can't think about the very last pitch they had. And perfect example of that is, I remember, what's fun about the book, too, is there's a lot of different characters that have permeated this role over the years, and you know, from the mad Hungarian Al Roboski to Mitch Williams, the Wild Thing, to John Rocker, they're all in the book. It's a Tug McGraw, Larry Bowa spoke on his behalf. He's a former teammate. But you know, as far as there is, like for instance, Mitch Williams in 1993 gave up the game-winning home run to Joe Carter to lose the World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies, and I try to. Okay, I thought I was going to be on eggshells asking Mitch, at what point did you just say to yourself, what happened, happened. I threw the pitch. I did as well as I can, and he got the best of me that day, meaning Joe Carter. And he said, I forgot about it the next day, meaning that, you know, it was one of those things that, as he said, it happened, and it was time to move on. And that's what's unique about the successful closers, too, that they just let it go. And that's, you know, unfortunately, then the flip side of that argument is Donnie Moore, who ended his life tragically after giving up a game-winning home run to Dave Henderson in the 1986 playoff game and never got over it. And his story is also in this book, as told by his former teammates and also the former the closer who came in after Donnie, and how he never let it go. And unfortunately, it is his life tragically.
You really do have to have short-term memory. Kevin Neary is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. Each and every week, we always try to get you guys to go to our website so you can listen to some of these interviews online. We also want to encourage you to go to Kevin's website. And Kevin, tell all the listeners where they can go and get a copy of the book.
Well, that's actually the best and easiest question you've asked me today.
Okay.
Thank you. So you can find my books at kevinneerybooks.com. And you can also find it in the closer book in all the fine retailers out there, the Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, everyone there, Amazon.com. And one of my favorite locations, Alyssa, is the book is available on the MLBShop.com, meaning Major League
Very
Baseball.
Very nice.
.com,
yeah.
.com. And this is a great way of then supporting Major League Baseball.
That is a great way, of course. And just to kind of recap, of course, the book, The Closer, you're going to hear from over, you said 65 major league players across the decades and how their position evolves and certainly how they cope with the pressure and embraced it. It's a wonderful read. And is there any, who was your favorite one to catch up with in order to tell his story?
Well, you know, as I say, these guys pulled no punches. I mean, they were candid, they were frank, there was a bunch of superlatives that you'll find, you know, permeating through the book because these are guys. I mean, they were talking like you know, and you felt like you could have a drink with each and every one of them. But I think my favorite was probably Goose Gossage, because he was candid, he was frank, he was just everything you would imagine Goose Gossage to be. He details this in this book.
And what about John Rocker? Did you talk a little bit about as far as that Sports Illustrated, that very candid Sports Illustrated interview?
Actually, that was actually a fun part for me, because when I first approached John, he was very pessimistic, meaning he didn't want, he was really, he kept saying to me, I know you're going to write something negative. I know you're going to write something negative. I also then broke it to John. I said, for the last 20 years, I've been writing for the Walt Disney Company. So, John, I don't know whether I have the ability of writing anything negative. And that was, I guess, good enough for him. He kind of chuckled about it. And then I made him the promise. I said, why don't we do this? I'll do the interview. I'll write up your chapter. And then I'll send it to you. And you make whatever changes you want to the actual document. And I did that. And he just wrote, thank you. And it looks great. But, you know, for me, it was important to talk to John, not necessarily about the negativity, because it's been covered so many times. But from John's standpoint, he was part of some great, great Atlanta Braves organizations and those during those championship years. And I wanted to talk about him in that role of the closer. But again, he was one of those great personalities of the game that you'll find in this book. In John's case, I think he was happy now to be a part of this book, as it said.
And of course, John Rocker, that 6'4" lefty, right?
That's right.
There you go. All righty. Well, listen, Kevin, we appreciate you so much coming onto the program. We're short on time. Again, the title of the book is The Closer: Major League Players Reveal Their Inside Pitch on Saving the Game. We're celebrating the start of a brand new season. We're really excited about that. And I'm sure you're going to be cheering for your Phillies, aren't you?
Well, you know, you can, as they say, you can take the boy out of Philly, but you can't take the Philly out of the boy. I lived here in Florida for the last 17 years, but I'm still a huge, big Phillies fan. Also, a fan of a lot of different teams and a lot of different players. After doing this book and my first baseball book, which was out in the summer of last year, called Major League Dads.
Outstanding. Well, listen, Kevin, we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care, okay?
Thank you so much.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment. Join us online at eradiosports.com.